This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn, and we have a special guest waiting in the wings. We're gonna bring him in right now. And it is LSU quarterback commit Colin Hurley. Colin, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, taking time out of what is a busy schedule, I know, for you to talk some Tigers, talk some football. And, man, I know the fans are going to love this.
Yes, sir. No, thank you for having me on. I never have enough time to not talk about Baton Rouge, so I'm excited.
You're excited? Fans are excited, man. And I want to start right here, you know, with this. Look, a lot of fans are excited, you know, about this 2024 class. And look, it's no secret that you have been very vocal about these guys. I got a chance to talk with Cameron Coleman, who you're friends with, played 7-on-7 with. He said, now Colin's a little more vocal on social media than I am. He goes, I get in and I get out. but just kind of talk about, you know, as this 2024 class continues to evolve, obviously official visits kicking off this weekend, all throughout the summer. Kind of talk to me about, you know, how have you seen your role shift? As it's probably crazy, but we're going to get closer and closer to you guys getting on campus. So how have you seen that shift over the past couple weeks, and kind of what's the plan for this summer?
No, honestly, I'm just super excited about the 24 class that we have here at LSU. I really feel like it's taking shape and headed in a amazing direction. But we've got about 16 commits, I want to say, right now. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely more on their way. I mean, some are real dudes, from all across the country. Now, as far as my role, I'm a leader of this class, and I feel like it comes with being a quarterback that I have to lead this and really key on guys that we're looking at. Now I'm working super close with the coaching staff right now in the recruiting department, and I'm in constant communication with all of these guys that we're trying to target. Now I use social media, 7-on-7. I look at their film and stuff, and we correlate who we want and who we believe can help bring LSU a national championship. Now we have a recruiting board with a bunch of guys that we're targeting. Now I'd definitely say recruiting is a complicated process. Mm-hmm. It involves a lot of evaluation, not only from the staff at LSU, but also the players and the commits that are already committed to the school. We have to really see how we gel together, see how we communicate together, because we're ultimately bringing a dream team to the school, and we have to make sure that we're all a good fit for LSU. If there's one person that we like but just doesn't fit in with the system, I mean, it's just, you can't play here at LSU. I mean, it takes a team effort for recruits to really gel together and be able to play under Coach Kelly. And Coach Kelly definitely brings a different type of culture to LSU. He's definitely built a winning environment. I want to say he's the winningest coach in college football, and I feel like that really showed this year at LSU. And that really helps the recruiting game, because people want to play for winners. They're ultimately trying to go win a national title. And I really feel like Coach Kelly is helping bring that type of culture here to LSU. Then we have the NIL space that helps with recruiting guys. No, and it's honestly super competitive. And you know, most of the time you have to just understand that you know, we're not going to get all the guys that we're recruiting. And you know, that's fine. You have to respect those guys and let them go throughout their process. And you know, that's how they want to play for us at LSU with you know, the rich history that comes behind it, the winning environment, or you know, they can come play against LSU. You know, I'm fine with both. No, I definitely want them to play with me in Death Valley. No, that'd be super fun. But they honestly got to respect their decisions. No, LSU already now has a super talented roster. And no, ultimately it's the SEC. So what do you expect? And they're gonna have to come out or come into the locker room, go and compete, learn, develop. If you want to be a high level guy in the SEC and no, we're going out recruiting those type of guys that we believe can do that here at LSU.
Kind of leads me into my next question, Colin, regarding the word competition. Coach Kelly loves it. You mentioned it. Not only against teams in other uniforms, but competing against each other. Look, it's a talented quarterback room. Obviously, Jaden Daniels will have gone by the time you get there, but when you see guys like Nussmeier, Ricky Collins, a guy that's just ahead of you, when you get there, as a young quarterback, how do you plan on the balance of learning from these guys and obviously soaking some things in as a first-year college player, but also knowing, hey, I'm here to compete and I'm going to push these guys as hard as I can and feel like I have a chance to win a job just as much as anybody else out here on the field?
No, honestly, learning and competing, I really feel go hand-in-hand. I consider myself to be a constant learner and not an ultimate competitor. You know, I love competition. I love to compete against the best. Now I knew who and what were in LSU's QB room before I committed, and no, honestly, I'm not worried about that. No, I had full intentions of going in there to be the best teammate, but also being the best competitor to make myself better. Make them better. I have no doubt in my skill set, my ability to play the position quarterback. I have no doubt in my ability to lead, whether you know, it's an SEC locker room or not. No, it doesn't matter to me. I feel like I can be the best teammate while also competing. I'm looking to go in there and win the starting job. But also learn at the same time under Coach Denbrock and Coach Sloan. I really feel like they're going to be able to develop me and get me to the highest level.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus. Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination. Obviously, you talked about, you know, learning. It's a big wave. We've talked to a bunch of guys who have early enrolled, and they said, man, it's a lot to learn. Where to go for class, also trying to be a football player too. So, you know, another question. Recently, obviously, the Elite 11 you got coming up, qualifying for that and everything. And what kind of platform does that give you, not only as a recruiter, but just talk about that and the opportunity you have to compete in that and what it does for you going forward?
Being invited to the Elite 11 as a finalist is definitely a great honor. Coach Stump and the whole Elite 11 staff there do an amazing job with the Elite 11 football environment, camps, finals. You know, they really do a great job there. And it's really a fraternity of quarterbacks and really a family ultimately. It's the gold standard for the quarterback position, and I feel it was one of my final pieces for me in my high school career. I'm super excited to go back out to Los Angeles to go and get the work. I can't wait to network with some of the other quarterbacks, with the coaches, because these are relationships that are going to stick forever. I just can't wait to go out there and compete against all of them while also having fun building relationships with them. I know there's going to be a lot of talent out there, but I have no doubt in my ability again that I can go out here and win it. I'm super confident in my skill set and my ability to throw a football. So to be invited to Elite 11 is definitely a high mark. And now I'm super grateful, and I'm going out there to go represent my high school, my name, and LSU as an ambassador. So
one of the things but we talked about before we started recording this podcast, I said, hey, I've got a friend that is one of Trinity's rivals. He coaches there at university, and he said, man, this kid gave us a headache when I first got the job to cover LSU. And so, you know, we talked earlier about your training regimen and the things that you've tapped into down there in Jacksonville, and just being able to not only figure out, you know, the what, but the why and the how of why this is happening. So When you do these things, and this might be something that contributes to it, when someone says, but, you know, he's playing at a lower classification, and that seems to be a knock on a lot of the kids playing at the lower classifications any state, what do you say? What is the argument against that you feel like, hey, this is how I close that gap? Because that's something that, you know, the naysayers, the doubters will make comments about that. So how do you combat that? Is it just letting the play speak for itself, or is it different things that you do?
First of all, I feel that anyone – that says anything about Florida high school football should be honestly careful and mindful of what they say. because Florida football is honestly different. I feel that it's as good or better than every other state in the country. Florida football is honestly the real deal. And you know, this is where I feel true talent comes out of. As far as classification that I play in, Florida just they switched around, or they kind of overhauled all of the classifications from 8 to 4, and they also divided all of that from metro to suburban. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Trinity plays anyone and everyone. We're not afraid of who we play, who the name is. We don't care about any of that. We're a 9-time state championship program. We play against the best. We have played against American Heritage twice. Now, I know a lot of people know that school right there. That's a national powerhouse. We played them twice and beaten them twice, actually. I had a perfect QBR rating against them 2 years ago, whenever Brandon Innes some of the guys that went to Georgia and Bama and all those guys on defense. And they definitely had a star-studded defense, but not a perfect QBR rating. So no, that really shows my ability of play against high-level athletes and teams. No, we've played CAI, Clearwater Academy International. No, they're an international team that brings in everybody. No, that was definitely another star-studded team. We beat them in overtime, 50-53, I believe. Double overtime, actually.
Wow.
And no, that was honestly a great game, great competition. And I feel like Trinity ultimately gets put on the map more by playing those type of teams, and we're not afraid of playing anybody. No, we might not have always the big names or anything, but no, we'll pound you. We'll beat you physically, and no, we're honestly not afraid to play anybody.
I have another question that I know LSU fans they want to hear. They want to hear the answer to this, and it's a fun one. Look, everyone knows that you're pretty solid on LSU. You're rocking the gold T-shirt right now, but it's also yeah. It's also no secret that schools are going to continue to try to work to flip you up until you sign the dotted line. You know, is that something that you're prepared for? I mean, how are you handling this situation? You know, obviously the reclassification, like we talked about earlier, that date's getting sooner and sooner. So how are you handling the process, and what is that like? Are you still hearing from some other schools that are saying, hey, we're interested if you are, you know, ever thinking about flipping or anything like that?
Yeah. No, other schools have, they haven't stopped. No, but you can't honestly get upset from that. Mm-hmm. No, that's, they're just simply doing their job. No, college football is a win now mode. No, they have to get the best players they can get to win and keep their job. And no, every college and every coach has to build the best roster up. So I honestly understand why they keep going at me, but that's honestly just a part of the game. No, there's the transfer portal. There's all that type of stuff that they're using to try to flip commits and stuff like that. No, there's NIL. And no, there's a bunch of stories from writers, from guys that flip. But the stories on me, no, don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe the stuff that you read. Honestly, don't worry, and I'll see you in Baton Rouge.
That's a good way to put it right there then, Colin. Yeah. I like that. I'm going to go off the grid here with the last question. Don't worry. It's a soft toss one, so nothing too hard here.
Yes.
You're entering your senior year. There's going to be a lot of last this year for your family. You know, you're going to have a bunch of first when you get down to Baton Rouge. What is something you're looking forward to this year that you're going to get to share that moment with your family, with your teammates? That maybe it hasn't hit you yet. I know you're in the summer, so you're done with the junior year. You're getting ready for the senior stuff. I don't know how the family's going to take the senior pictures and all this kind of stuff, the last or anything like that, but just kind of talk about that. You know, what are you looking forward to in your final year there at Trinity?
Honestly, I'm looking to go out with the state championship. No, recapping over my classification that I play in. When we make it to the state championship, we're probably going to have to play against Chaminade Madonna. I know a lot of people know about that school. I know there's definitely some stars on that team. Some players that I actually play with on 7-on-7 at SFE. And I know that's going to also be a super exciting game. The last – or 2 years ago, we played against Champagnat. They're a ranked team nationally as well. We beat them actually pretty bad in the state championship. Not to be disrespectful or anything, but our team.
Hey, it's the facts, right there. You just the score speaks for itself.
Yep. There was a lot of talent on that team as well. And honestly, to recap on that topic as well. There's a lot of college coaches that recruited me, playing in a low classification. No, they definitely see the talent that I play against, and honestly, it's not the writers, the fans that are recruiting me. It's the 30 D1 Power 5 programs and coaches that were recruiting me, and no, I care honestly about what they say than some other people that are just tweeting on the internet. and you know, ultimately it just comes down to Coach Kelly, Sloan, and Denbrock. Those are the guys that I'm about to be playing for the next 3 to 4 years. And their say really is what matters to me. And if they say that I have the ability to play at the highest level and play against stiff competition in the SEC, then I believe what they say. But going back to your question, honestly, I'm just super excited to go out there with my guys one last season and go win a state championship. Now I've been playing with these guys since I was little. That we've all been playing on the same team together, and honestly, all be on the same high school together and finish out our senior years. Now we have 30 seniors this year, and to all go out together, and that really means the world to me. Now I love these guys for life, and I'm honestly never going to forget these moments with them. So I'm just super excited to go out like that.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of college players, and they say, man, if you could go back, you'd probably appreciate high school a little bit more. So enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Enjoy that senior year. And, man, I know you guys have an opportunity to do something really special down there. And, my friend will listen to this podcast, and he's going to beg, say, hey, go easy on university this year. But, that's a fun game as well, as always. But, Colin, appreciate the time, man. I know you're going to be getting down to Baton Rouge this summer, continuing to recruit guys to kind of be that. And it's a special time. Any final word for Tiger fans as we close out here?
Like I said, don't worry. I'll see you in Baton Rouge. Let's go. Go Tigers.
Enough said. Colin Hurley on the podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you have not already, hit subscribe on the YouTube channel, like and follow anywhere you get your podcast. And we've got some great content coming up. And, man, it's not going to be too long till we see Colin in Baton Rouge. There's been so much talk, obviously. Getting here, and before you know it, you're going to be here in the flesh, and a lot of people are going to be excited to watch you. But, Colin, appreciate the time, man, and best of luck to you going forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.